Good morning, with a look at your latest news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Cody Antonio McLaughlin is set to appear before the summary court this morning to face 2023 and 2024 charges. From 2023, he faces two counts of causing fear or provocation of violence, two counts of intentional harassment, alarm, or distress, and one count of insulting the modesty of a woman. More recently, from 2024, he faces charges of threats to kill, common assault, damage to property, criminal trespassing, and causing fear or provocation of violence, as well as obscene publication. He's set to appear before Chief Magistrate Angeline Hernandez this morning at 10 a.m. The Central Planning Authority's first meeting for 2025 takes place tomorrow. Here's Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller with more.
Of note is a $12 million project for 34 apartments, a pool, cabana, and a seawall on South Church Street in Georgetown that's currently zoned as Beach Resort Residential. This project is facing public objections. In addition, the Department of Environment notes that the site features Ironshore coastline and is next to a marine reserve. And about 50% of the site is proposed to be covered by areas of hard-standing buildings and parking area included. And as such, quote, drainage of the site and surrounding area is likely to be a concern. And its initial comments, the DOE recommended, quote, appropriately designed permeable or porous paving where possible to prevent runoff into the marine protected area. Also, with the extent of seawater incursion exceeding 150 feet from the mean high water mark, they suggested that no habitable structures would be placed at least within that zone. The CPA will also consider the right-of-way to the sea, along with setbacks being proposed for the project. Another is an uncontested application for a 144 residential subdivision with a lake on Curlew Drive in Bodentown. This property is currently vacant, and the CPA will consider comments from the National Roads Authority with regards to stormwater management and from the Water Authority related to the proposed lake depth. Other applications include one for land clearing and road construction on an unnamed road off Austin Connolly Drive in East End for agricultural purposes, an application for a commercial plaza on the Linford Pearson Highway west of Mangrove Point Apartment Complex and just north of Vela, along with an application for a walkway to the dock at East End Heritage Beach. Reporting for Radio K-Man News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. You can find the full agenda for tomorrow's public meeting online at planning.ky. 2024 was a big year for Plastic Free K-Man. The organization dedicated to clearing trash off of local beaches saw nearly 500 volunteers remove over 860 bags of garbage. Overall, they cleared more than 5,330 pounds of trash from K-Man's beaches. Plastic Free K-Man is promising an even more successful 2025. That is your latest news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Now to the BBC for headlines around the world.
BBC News with Danielle Yawowiecka. A powerful earthquake in China's Tibet region has destroyed hundreds of buildings and killed at least 95 people. State media say many houses collapsed in mountain villages around the city of Shigatse, which is holy for Tibetan Buddhists. The French President Emmanuel Macron has laid a wreath at the former offices of the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo to mark 10 years since a deadly Islamist attack there. 12 people were shot dead that day, including well-known cartoonists and two policemen. The far-right French politician Jean-Marie Le Pen has died. He was 96. Le Pen founded France's National Front Party in 1972 and came to international attention 30 years later when he led a surprise challenge for presidency, losing to Jacques Chirac. A South Korean court has issued a new arrest warrant for the impeached president Yoon Suk-yeol. The Corruption Investigation Agency said it was determined to detain Mr. Yoon. Hundreds of presidential security service and military guards formed a human barrier last week to prevent Mr. Yoon's arrest. A Chinese filmmaker, Chen Pinlin, has been sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for his documentary about widespread demonstrations against COVID-19 restrictions. The president of São Tomé and Príncipe has dissolved the government, citing its failure to address the country's challenges. Microsoft's boss has pledged to invest $3 billion in India to expand artificial intelligence and cloud computing services. Satya Nadella said it was the firm's largest investment in the country. Scientists in Australia have developed a new method of combating insect pests by genetically engineering males to pass poison onto females during mating. Called the toxic male technique, the process sees modified males carry venom from spiders and sea anemones. BBC News.